West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Will the by-hand recount of November 3rd presidential election ballots in Carroll County producing the exact same totals as the initial computerized count? Carroll County Elections Supervisor Greg Rigby said on Tuesday. Staff and volunteers had begun reviewing the approximately 55,000 presidential race ballots last Thursday after Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger ordered the recount using the paper printouts created under Georgia's new electronic voting system. Elections offices around the state have until midnight tonight to complete their own recounts. Initial numbers from the Georgia Secretary of State's office show Joe Biden winning the state of Georgia over Donald Trump by more than 14,000 votes. Well, three alleged gang members are under arrest and in the Carroll County Jail after authorities say one of them fired a handgun towards a vehicle on the University of West Georgia campus Tuesday. According to a university official, at about 4 o'clock p.m., the three males were walking on the sidewalk along University Drive when one male produced a handgun and fired at a vehicle as it exited a parking lot near the village's student housing. No injuries or damages were reported. The three males reportedly then ran to another vehicle, fled the scene. The vehicle was later stopped at a convenience store by a Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputy. The three suspects, two from Franklin, one from Duluth, none of which are affiliated with UWG, each has been charged with two counts of aggravated assault and criminal street gang activity. The alleged shooter also faces a charge of carrying a weapon in a school safety zone as a non-license holder and discharge of firearms on or near a public street. The incident is still under investigation by the Carroll County ACE Unit, Carrollton Police Department, University of West Georgia Police, and the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Villarica Police asking for the public's help identifying the man alleged to have robbed a local bank this week. Investigators say Monday before 3 o'clock p.m., the suspect, described as a white male with brown hair, wearing a gray hoodie, red sunglasses, and a red face covering, entered the Synovus Bank on Highway 61, where he gave the teller a note demanding money. The teller obliged, and the suspect fled the scene. We've posted a picture of the suspect to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Matt Weingarten at the Villarica Police Department. This week marking the one-year anniversary of the passing of a beloved Carrollton High School student athlete who died just 7 months after being diagnosed with stage 3 liver cancer. The story of 17-year-old Chase McDaniel touching so many people in our community as publicly he showed a strong character, spirit, and strength. McDaniel's family continues to head up a nonprofit honoring Chase. The group called Chase the Victory was designed to share hope, spread kindness, and inspire others to walk in victory even while facing adversity.
And through Chase the Victory, we are able to host grief retreats for other families like ourselves who are grieving. Mm-hmm. We are bringing in a team of people that are putting the retreat on for us.
McDaniel's mother, Kiki, was a guest on the WLBB Community Voice program back in May of this year, where she said the foundation also offers what they call the kickback program, which she says was actually started by Chase.
Chase made a decision that he wanted to do something for other people. And so he came up with a plan to give shoes away because he loved shoes. That was something that Chase really, really loved. And so he came up with this plan that he was going to give shoes away to other teens who may love the sneakers and things that he has too, but maybe they don't have any because they're not able to get them. Or maybe it could just be an encouragement to them to receive them. So we give new sneakers to teens who've been recommended by another teen.
You can learn more about the Chase the Victory Foundation online at chasethevictory.com. Milltown Music Hall partnering with the nonprofit Kids Peace to develop a therapeutic music program for youth at the Kids Peace campus in Bowdoin. The first phase of the program, guitar classes, will be formally announced on the Milltown Music Hall stage prior to the Marty Stewart and Connie Smith concert this coming Saturday. To help launch the program, Milltown season ticket holders Gene and Yvonne Cleveland have purchased and donated 15 guitars. Milltown encouraging area residents to donate new or slightly used musical instruments to help expand the program. Local certified teachers and musical professionals are volunteering their time to teach the classes. Well, listeners living in Cleburne and Randolph counties in East Alabama impacted by Hurricane Zeta, who receive food assistance through SNAP, are automatically getting an additional 40% of their monthly benefits loaded to their EBT cards. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service approving the additional benefits this week. The additional benefits are meant to replace food lost during the widespread power outages when the storm struck in late October. And the Georgia Association of Water Professionals have recognized the Carrollton Water Treatment Plant's lab for ensuring the city's drinking water is of the highest quality. The city earning the GAWP's Laboratory Quality Assurance Quality Control Silver Award for a city serving 10,000 to 100,000 people. Last time, City of Carrollton won this award was back in 2012. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.